So, yes, it's Friday. It's still Friday. And my name is Alan O'Donoghue, techno teacher on Twitter at techno teacher, T-E-K-N-O teacher. Today, I'm at a school in Bury, Phillips High School in Bury, and I'm working with, I think we've got about 40 teachers here, and the basic remit of today is to how do we help ICT teachers convert to teaching computing. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to actually go around and interview a few people and ask them how they feel about teaching computer science, the prospect of it, what kind of things they've spotted, and so some interviews to follow in just a moment. So, we've got some teachers here in the room. We have Shane and James. Okay. Well, can you just describe what you're actually doing at the moment?
We're making a racing car game at the moment in Scratch.
Okay. Can you think of a class that you might want to do this with yourself?
I think I'd probably do it with Year 7.
Okay.
Because they'd be really excited to use this to make a game.
Yeah. Have you actually seen me use any strategies or techniques today that you thought that you might not normally do, you might not be comfortable at using, but you might try it with a class, not just actually the software, but in a particular way, you know, the way of supporting somebody or something?
I think the sort of use of mutual support and questioning, and yeah. getting them to the students to actually question each other, I think that's, mm-hmm. Rather than directing.
Yeah,
the answer's here. That's a really good tool use.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how's the day mapping out so far? Are you getting any value out of today?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it enormously so far. Thank you.
So
we've got a group leader emerging. Now, can I just pause you for a moment? I just ask, what challenge are you trying to solve here at the moment? What are you planning to do?
We're trying to think of items that would enhance the car.
In your racing car game?
In our racing car
Okay.
game.
So, what items have you thought about so far?
We've thought of flame, which will give the car a boost once collected.
Oh, like in the... Do you remember Knight Rider on TV? You said it's turbo boost, but you get fire on
something
it.
Like that, yeah.
Yep.
That's
should we have a negative one as well in there? So we've got a positive one and maybe a negative one.
Yeah. Slow the car down or something.
Like an oil slick or something like you mentioned before. That was a good idea.
Can I ask another question? If you were a child now taking part in this activity, how do you think the child would feel in your class?
Quite excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Because like now we can start talking and getting things that we want.
Right. Okay.
That will make our perfect game, yeah?
Yeah. Have fun. Okay, thank you.
You're not going to miss that goal, can I?
So we have Sue and Matt. Can I ask you some questions about what we're doing today? Have you ever used Scratch before in your own teaching?
A very long time ago.
Right.
About 5-6 years ago.
And you stopped using it because...
Yes.
It's an interesting scenario because we didn't have any kids for it.
Right.
We did it for Key Stage 3 and then they were shutting our school, so we had no Key Stage 3
right.
left. Otherwise, we'd have kept up with it.
Have you seen anything today that makes you think that there's things in it that you haven't used before, or the way that I've been showing you that you think, actually, that's an interesting way of doing it?
There is probably. I mean, we spent a lot more... teaching them... You can do this, you can do that, you can do the other, rather than actually building something big and long.
Ah, yeah. So today is more about like investigation and discovery rather than
do this, do the other.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Are you teaching computer science at the moment?
I am.
Yeah? Yep. Have you got a GCSE group?
Yes.
Yeah.
First year just starting.
Yes, yeah. So they started this September, just gone. Yeah. And is it like a large group or?
No, about 18. So
and is it mixture of boys and girls?
Yeah, because they didn't tell the girls that you were going to look geeky by doing it.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's nice. Nice kids. It is just...
And do you have a background in computer science yourself?
I have a degree in electronics, so it's sort
Which
of
helps.
Had programming
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
But I haven't used it for about 8 years.
Right,
so
great.
I've never used Python, so I'm learning Python. Bit of a big shift from C.
Why did you choose Python and not like Visual Basic or JavaScript?
Because Python looks more like what I used to program.
So it's like it was safer. I was happy.
I didn't want to go to an entire new language and have to learn it from scratch.
Sure.
Quite like Python for that.
Great. Okay. Well, Matt, enjoy the rest of the day.
Right, cheers. Thank you.
Just one level of them. Yeah. So are we going to try that text again? Think it's where you click on.
I want to ask some questions if I can. About, are you teaching computer science at the moment?
A little bit, do a bit of robotics.
Oh, right. Okay, what are you using to teach robotics?
Lego NXT system.
And what kind of environment is this? This is it, like a group? Is it mixed ability group? Is it year nines?
It's also so I could have a year 8 and a year 13 in the same class. I could have someone who's a genius and somebody who can barely write.
So today we've been using Scratch. Is that something you're familiar with that you've used before?
I'm familiar with it as a concept and as a programming tool. I've never really kind of used it very much.
Can you see some similarities between this and the sort of the Lego approach to building things?
Yes, certainly the way you build up commands is a series of blocks which you can then kind of do loops and iterations and stuff like that. Yeah.
What about you, John? Are you teaching computer science?
Not teaching computer science, no. We're hoping to introduce it, but we are teaching programming. So we've taught in PHP, small basic, Scratch. We did just basic for a while, but we got rid of that.
PHP is an interesting choice.
Yeah.
What made you think PHP is going to be a good programming language to teach?
I don't know. It's just the first thing that sprung to mind. I was, because I can program in ASP.NET, but that was going to be difficult to set
up. The server side.
So the server side thing. So what we did, we built a server, PHP server, and the kids had to write the code, then had to send the file to the server, and then it worked. So it was a bit of a shock to them, but they seemed to like it.
Sometimes those shocks are good though, in a way, because it helps sort of say, look, this is what computer science can look like. Do you think if that class that had learned some PHP, do you think you would never show them Scratch because they might? What do you think?
No, at first I was a bit sort of about Scratch because it was bright colours and I was like, no. Okay.
Dismissive.
But to be honest, I like it now because I tell the kids there are two problems you'll have with programming, and that's syntax errors and logic errors. Now, with Scratch, you don't have to worry about the syntax errors.
Yes.
You've just got the logic errors, so that's a good thing. You know, instead of them going, well, is it a syntax error? Is it a logic error? They just know that they've done something wrong and put it in the wrong order. So I start them off on that so they get used to the logic. And then I introduce all the little concepts like loops and variables and introduce it in small basic or PHP and say it's the same thing, but now, as well as your logic errors, you're going to look out for your syntax errors.
So earlier this morning, we looked at using the Play My Code resource. Is that something that you'd feel confident doing with a class, or you can see any value in using this?
It's worth, I think, like you said before, like I said at the start, is that they actually enjoy the idea that they're hacking. They really enjoy that. That's where I get a lot of enthusiasm from. So I think, I'd give that a go. I think they'd be a little confused by that level, because we were sat there trying to work it out.
Sure.
And I'm okay with programming, but I was going, well, what's that variable? That variable is the time, and it was then. Now it's, you know, so that was a bit confusing for them. So
there is an argument that really what teachers should be trying to do is make computer science really simple and really easy. Is that an argument that you believe?
I think the way I've approached it, I've used a lot of Camtasia stuff, and what I do is I take them through it step by step, and they just copy it. But what I've put into the videos are what I call LTCs, which are little tiny challenges. So, for example, I get them on the first video to set up a variable, and then so obviously they're copying this. They set up a variable and they ask for the name. The name goes into the variable and it goes hello, whatever the name is. And then they ask for the LTC. And the LTC is, okay, you've got the name, now ask for their age and the location, and I want it all together in one big stream. And so they have to work that out by themselves. So teaching them the basics is good and the concepts is good, but I think, you know, a lot of it is copying, and you've got to get away from that, because they copy it, click run, and go, well, I've done it.
Yeah.
And that's not the answer.
And are these challenges, are they graded in difficulty?
Yes. Yeah. So I've got a suite, it's like a web page full of Camtasia videos, and there's a simple, medium, and then the difficult ones, and after every video they have an LTC, and that gets them to think, and I get them together, you know, like in pairs, like we're doing now, and they have to work at LTCs together.
Making videos with Camtasia, there's a huge time investment there. You must have spent hours making these. Yeah.
Yes.
You're rolling your eyes there. Yeah.
When you first start making them, you take like several different takes.
Yeah.
But now I just do it all in one take, even if I make mistakes.
Sure.
Because they love the mistakes.
Yes.
And I find if you give them video resources from somewhere, you know, from America or some other person, they're like, oh, but if it's you,
yes,
and all of a sudden you go, excuse me, I'm just itching my leg. And they go, we've got to listen to video three.
Because they realise that you're actually human, you know,
yes,
and not a computer.
Yeah, and it's all about, you know, teaching's all about relationships, isn't it? So.
Are these Camtasia video clips, is this something you wouldn't mind sharing with other teachers, or is it something you keep private?
No, with it. Yeah, I mean, some online already, but
and are they on YouTube?
No, I've got my own website, so I just build a web. I find with YouTube, you know, you've got to search what's it called.
Yeah.
But if you've got a web page and you go to that web page and then it's boom, 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 a sweet load of videos, they can just follow it step by step by step.
So somebody's listening to this now thinking, wow, this is great, how do I get them? So
right, I've got a website called clickmedia.co.uk, but it's
click
called,
media,
yeah, it's K-L-I-K media.co.uk, but this it's not up to date, to be honest, because I've been lazy. But I need to upload everything. It just takes time to upload it, that's all.
John, there's a fantastic vibe in the room, isn't there, at the moment? People, you know, you listen to the noise and
yeah.
And for some teachers, this is part of their half-term holiday today.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Poor people. I think with programming, I really do think, and I was going to say this earlier, it's a shot in the arm for the subject, because kids really, really do like it. And it's fascinating to us as well as teachers, especially people who've never done it before. It just gives a lot more depth to the subject. Yeah, I got sick to death of making a PowerPoint, a publisher document, and a poster and what have you. It's just boring.
Well, that was one of the nice things I was thinking about. When you were talking about your Camtasia videos, they don't just watch the video and follow it step by step. You've got your LTC at the end.
It's the LTC that makes it. If you could get them to watch the videos and they would copy everything, but then if you took those videos away, you go, right, make me a program, they go, what?
Mm-hmm.
So the LTCs are there to actually get the problem solving part of it going on.
I'll let you get back to your hacking and Scratch. Okay, thank you, John. So is there warm things that need eating? No. Okay,
it's just out, but it's for maths as well, so I've got
Val, and who have we got here? I like the way you had to look at your name tag to figure out what your name was. Okay. Now, this morning we've been looking at how to hack with Play My Code, and we've built some games using Scratch. What have you been doing this afternoon?
Using Python. And you gave us something to start with, and that was quite good because that got us going with it. And then it was a lot easier than I thought it would be. But there's still things that frustrate me about it.
Have you any experience, either of you, of text-based programming before?
Yes.
So what's your experience been?
A long time ago, I did a variety of programming, C++, Fortran, Pascal, Basic, Assembly Code.
So actually, if you were teaching, are you teaching GCSE Computer Science?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Oh, so you're thinking of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got to retrieve the information yet.
as today, as you've been building things in Python, has any of that come back to you? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, certain things.
Things like the else and the syntax particularly. I think the more practice you have, it's about time, the more practice you have.
Is this your first experience?
I've never done any at all.
Okay.
I've come to it through business studies.
Okay. And as every one of these computing course events I do, at least half of the audience nearly are business studies became business studies in IT, then it became IT, and before you know it, it's computer science. You know, you must be terrified about having the prospect of teaching this to a class.
I was, but this morning, what we did this morning as well helped, because I started to think, right, what can we do? Because I'm responsible for Key Stage 3 IT.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to think, right, well, we can start. And I've got an idea of how we can start with Year 7, and then we can move on from Year 2 to begin in Year 8 and Year 9. So we embed it in our own minds, if you like, and then we can develop from that point.
Do you think
that got me going, really, this
Do you think there's a fear that teaching programming or computer science can be very dry and very abstract? You think so?
I thought that before I came today.
You came?
Yeah. And I thought I've been writing things down like your tree, where we're all starting at the same point. We're all climbing the tree at the same, and then we'll develop. And I love that idea.
When I was talking to Jeanette before, I was liking that too. If you've ever taken children on a theme, like a trip to a theme park, like Alton Towers or Blackpool Pleasure Beach, you you count them on the coach and you check the forms and they've got. But then when you get to the park, you kind of say, right, go for it. And they have a great day because they do what they want. But at the end of the day, then you have to bring them all back together again. Is there anything that you've seen or tried today that you think you might try, be tempted to try with a class next week?
Or the week? Probably not next week after Christmas.
Yeah.
But you could see them, particularly like the racing car or something moving like that.
Sure.
It would be fun, but also you could see them persevering. And because it was interesting, wasn't it?
I think
it could
that's be a plan. With year seven. That's what I felt. We could start with year seven, creating a racing game. And that would be good because you could do some things where you start them. And I know how we could do that now.
Is there a danger though if you say, well, I'll leave it till after Christmas, that after Christmas you're going to think, oh, I've forgotten it was
that scenario, that's in our planning,
development plan?
Well, it was actually for after half term.
Oh, is it?
Okay.
But I don't know whether we'll start immediately after half,
because
term,
when I do these,
we need to do them fairly quickly.
Yeah, I would say that, otherwise you lose it. Like you were saying, all these skills you've got from years ago now and are coming
and
back.
And we find usually that we need a top up.
Yes.
We need to start it,
yeah,
and we need to come back.
Yeah.
Because we're too busy trying to learn the skills, when in actual fact we want to build on that.
Yes. No, what I've tried to encourage some people to do in the past is to say, right, well, today we've looked at, like, you know, five or six different things. Just take one of those little things. And even Monday morning, period one, if you've got a class that are fairly forgiving that are compliant, just do something for 10 minutes just so you can see, if I was going to do that again, actually, I'll do it a different way. And then, because until you've actually tried it in your own classroom, it's all conceptual.
You've got resources now. You've got a free resource.
That's right, yeah.
That actually all the children
should be able to access.
Could be able to access either within school, which we'd have to look at, or actually at home, which would be good. This was a week ago.
Yes.
We could have been telling them all this.
Yes, that's right.
They could
have
been looking over half-term whether we'd started.
That scares me, though. The fact they can go away and try it. And I've always accepted they know more than me, but I still like to have a bit of control, if you like, in terms of what.
But isn't it, again, isn't that like when I talk about being at the theme park? You take a bunch of children to Blackpool, and someone can say, oh, miss, you're coming on the big one. And you're going to go, no, that's not for me. But you have to kind of let them go off and experience
it. Empowering them and making them the educators.
Sure.
Because if they can pass it on,
that's right.
They've learnt it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I hope you enjoy what's left of the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So we're just at the end of our day now, and everybody's making their way home, and I'm here with Wayne. Wayne, have you found today useful or helpful in any way?
Very much. I'm a complete beginner at programming, really.
So you've never done any before?
Very little. About 15 years ago, I did some programming as part of a master's that I did in cognitive science.
Gosh.
That's a long time ago, and things have moved on. But it's given me the confidence to know where to go to find out more. But more than anything, it was just the way you taught it, and it's given me such good ideas, you know, for kind of making what could be a very dry,
absolutely,
and difficult, frightening subject an enjoyable thing, you know, because, I mean, you know, just watching the other teachers and how enthusiastic they became, it's like you're talking about treating us like a group of year sevens at the beginning, and certainly I've seen that kind of enthusiasm, people punching the air when they've managed to get a thing to say hello
to
them.
Fantastic. So I think if you start off and you think this is going to be dry, then there's that sort of self-fulfilling prophecy where it is. Can I ask, is there one thing today that you thought that you're definitely going to try with a class when you get the next opportunity?
Well, I've already put a scheme of work for Scratch in place
for
the next half term, which I'm going to be starting with some of the more able young people that I work.
And you plan to lead the children through, sort of like, now I want you to, now do this, now do the other? Or
I love the way that you got them to kind of solve problems themselves first, and you acted more as like a person of last resort to go
right,
to.
Right, like a facilitator.
And the way that the groups worked in that, you know, working together, then go and disseminate that knowledge amongst other groups. I thought that was great because it does allow you as a teacher to help just the most needy.
Because if you think about how things work in the real world, we don't usually have the teacher there at our side. We have
to
build these capabilities within children and competencies so that when they're in Manchester and they can't find their way to somewhere, well, find a map or talk to somebody rather than just stand there and put their hand up.
So, in a way, you're not just teaching computer science, you're teaching learning skills, study skills, different ways of learning, you know. I thought that was in a way more interesting than the actual.
Okay. So you liked the pedagogy over the technology?
I love it, because that's what I need. I'm in a very strange school, you know, which is nothing to do with mainstream, teaching mentally ill children, and
right.
I need pedagogical skills.
And I can imagine, you know. So some of these children in some way will take to this kind of thing, and other children might find it very, very more of a challenge than others might.
Yeah, and it's down to their kind of interests.
Sure.
In the end, isn't it? Yeah. So, you know, I have taught young people who are severely mentally ill programming in the past. But in a way, I haven't, because I can't program.
But yes, but you can.
But I've facilitated. Yeah. I've given them what they need to find out themselves, and they've just outstripped me completely and won national prizes.
So when we were talking earlier about Seymour Papert, did you hear when we were talking about this idea? He says that an effective teacher creates the environment and conditions
Absolutely.
For discovery yeah. and invention, rather than saying, "Look, here's a solution yeah. for ready-made learning."
Yeah. There's no point at all to just spoon-feeding the people knowledge, because it'll go in one ear and the other. But you elaborate that knowledge, you make it fun, you turn it into a game or a challenge or a competition. That's what we're learning.
Wayne, thank you very much, and safe journey home. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Really.
Bye. Nice. So, Matt, we're at the end of the day. Do you feel like you've moved on in any way after today? Is there anything of any benefit? Because you're actually quite advanced.
Yeah. The Python stuff I was happy with. I just carried on doing the programs you kept giving them.
Sure.
It was the Scratch. The Scratch was, I haven't used Scratch for years. And that has got me back excited again in Scratch, to the point where I might even do it with my GCSE group, just to get them back into the method of doing it.
So if this course today had been badged as a Scratch course,
I probably wouldn't have
probably wouldn't
to do
have
it.
Come.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah, but because he came here under the false pretext that you were doing other things, yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Was there anything in terms of the sort of the pedagogy, the approach to teaching things today that you thought,
so that's what I mean, the Scratch side of it, I would have tended to be more of, here's how you do this, here's how you do this, here's how you do this. Go away and put it together and do something special. And it would take me that many weeks to get through,
sure.
Here's how you do this, that,
yeah,
and the other.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they'd end up with half an hour to make a game and end up something rubbish. Whereas the actual, the way you'd go through it is, it'd make it more interesting for them and me.
So you're teaching the GCSE at the moment,
mm-hmm.
That's right. And we were talking about this earlier. So you've got a year 10 class?
Yeah.
And have they done any of this? Have you practicing programming with
They're
them?
Doing Python. Yeah, we do
yeah.
a lot of Python at the minute
yeah.
because I'm terrified of the controlled assessment.
Yes, yeah.
So they're really getting into the programming. There's a few that are dragging their feet a bit, but they're interested. They just don't have the logical mind to do it in the right order.
Sure. So have you tried doing there's a specimen programming assignment on the website.
Yes.
Have you tried doing that with the class?
They're not anywhere near opening and shutting files.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because one of the things you might be able to do, if you take the specimen, clearly, when they do the controlled assessment, you can't give them feedback. You can't tell them, right, you've scored on category this, you've scored that. Yeah. But the advantage with the specimen task is you can set them the specimen task and you can give them as much feedback as you want on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they have that. And when they actually come to do the controlled assignment, they've got that experience behind them to... Well, thank you very much.
Right.
Have a safe journey home.
Thanks
thank you. James, you contacted me a couple of months ago and you wanted me to put this course on today.
Yeah.
You said, was the idea to sort of inspire, enthuse and make teachers feel confident?
All of those
All
things.
Of those
All
sort
of those
things.
Things.
Do you think we've got towards meeting any of those goals?
I think you've come about as far as it would be physically possible to get in just one day towards those aims. And the feedback that I've had just verbal today has been absolutely great. Really enthusiastic. It's a big ask to deliver to such a wide variety of people at so many different stages with so many different expectations in such a short period of time, such a depth of knowledge. And I think actually the teaching strategies and
pedagogy
that was
yeah,
the word
yeah,
I was
yeah.
struggling for. The pedagogy that you've sort of highlighted today has been really good. I do feel it's really worked. I've enjoyed
for
it
this group,
enormously.
For this group, what do you think would be next after this? Are you going to just go and say,
know.
There
I
you go?
I need to go away and have a think about about where the next steps are, and we need to have a bit of a discussion at our sort of leadership level about what we want to do next and how we're going to develop it.
Are you aware that there's a CAS group in Bury? Dave Ames runs this CAS
talk
meeting.
Actually, I'm not
in this
even
area.
Even though I'm signed up member of CAS, yeah. Every time one comes through, I go, oh yes, I'll look at that later.
Because it's a great way that you can then say to people after the event, well, by the way, at the next event is here, the event after that is there, through computing at school.
Yeah.
Right, James, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Alan. Okay. It's been greatly appreciated.
Thank you.